The government of Newfoundland and Labrador is holding firm that there will be public exams for high school students at the end of the next school year, even though a collective of school councils believes that will put many students at a disadvantage. School councils at four schools in St. John's, Mount Pearl, and CBS are calling on the provincial government not to go ahead with public exams next year and instead opt for school-based assessments. Now, the Newfoundland and Labrador Federation of School Councils is supporting the idea of suspending public exams for the 2020-2021 school year. President of the Federation, Don Coombs, joins me live by phone. Good morning.
Good morning, Ben. How are you?
I'm good, sir. And yourself?
Absolutely perfect on this beautiful morning.
Good, good. So I guess first off, Mr. Coombs, why did the Federation decide to speak out about this?
Well, the Federation, there was some concern from the semesterized schools, the four that you just mentioned, and there's three other schools, the seven in that category in Newfoundland. But we've heard from our membership, and our membership have spoken to us, and we wanted to come out in support of the membership and say that, you know, we'd like to see the public exams canceled for this school year, and we wanted to get it out early enough to the minister, who's doing a great job in trying to get us back into schools in a healthy, safe environment. And that's the stand that we've taken, and hopefully the Department of Education will meet with those people necessary and see that right now there's a need to cancel them based on the curriculum, the closure of the schools with COVID last year, and moving forward with the unknown for this year.
Now, why do you believe that this will put many students at a disadvantage?
Well, if they don't, last year, of course, the schools closed in March, which left the curriculum, maybe not as complete as what it was. And so we felt in order to give all students in the province of Newfoundland and Labrador opportunity for equal education and equal opportunities, that the right thing to do right now is to cancel the public exams for this school year.
Now, what kind of effects is missing so much school time going to have on students come September?
Well, from what I understand, and the expertise has told me, that usually when you go back to school in school years, that it's a catch-up time to get students back in focus and back to what they're doing in the school year, and to bring them up to date, because it's always a few weeks behind or a month behind. But we've got to realize right now that most students in this province have lost 3 months of learning. They've been out of the school structure for 6 months, so there's going to be an adaption period at that time to get the students up to date on what's happening, and their curriculum's cut off on, and we just want to make sure that our children in our schools throughout the province have equal opportunity in a healthy, safe school environment.
President of the Federation, Don Coombs, what are you hearing from parents and guardians?
Well, what we're hearing, pretty well overall, Ben, is that the parents and the guardians want to see the children, want to see the students back in school. They want a healthy, safe learning environment for your students, and for the administration and staff of the schools. But that's what we're hearing overall. And, the little things that come up, it's got to be, the focus has to be on the majority of what works best. And, it can't be one solo thing. But the main thing is to get students back in school. Is it going to be 100%? I wouldn't say no, it's not going to be 100%. But the minister and his department are doing a great job, and there's adjustments need to be made. I'm sure they'll be made. But the parents want to see the children back in school. It's been a long 6 months.
And Mr. Coombs, what could the school board do instead of having these public exams? Would it be more tests throughout the year? What would this school-based assessments look like?
Well, I've heard both sides of the story. And, you can do evaluations throughout the year, which will evaluate what progress is done in the curriculums to date. You can also, I've also heard from administration people that some students, because of pressure or whatever, when it comes to public exams, they may get over anxious and excited, and right things don't happen in those cases. But the thing is one exam really evaluating where our students are in our schools? So an evaluation over the school year is not such a bad thing. And as long as it's done fairly, equally for all students, it's something that we, the Federation of School Councils in the province of Newfoundland and Labrador, support.
Now, has the Federation received any kind of response from the school board at all?
No, we haven't received from the school board. There's been some. We've had some good correspondence with the school board. They're keeping us up to date. The conversations are going well with all parties involved in getting the partners in the school system back together. So we're pleased with what we're hearing, and certainly our lobbying is going to do well for the students, and our request will be given the courtesy, I'm sure, and the respect to be looked at.
President of the Newfoundland and Labrador Federation of School Councils, Don Coombs, thank you very much for joining us on the VOCM Morning Show.
Thank you, Ben. Have a great day.
You too.